One of the first scriptures probably that most of us ever memorized as children was what? John 3:16, right? I'd like to have you stand if you would, and we're going to quote that together. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And Romans 10:13 said, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Whosoever. Whosoever. Look at the person on either side of you or both sides of you and say, I'm a whosoever and so are you. Father, I thank you for this time that we have together today to worship you together as a family. We love you, Lord, and we love one another. And I just pray that you would be here in a mighty way this morning, that each of us could feel your touch and hear what you have to say to us. Father, we thank you for Vince and his willingness to bring us your word this morning. Lord, whatever it is you've put on his heart, I pray you would give him the boldness to speak it just the way you would have him to, and give us ears to hear and a heart to take you and take this message. Draw us closer, Lord, than we've ever been before. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. And our guest speaker this morning is Vince.
Good morning, everyone. What an entrance did I receive today. The songs, the verse, absolutely beautiful. If you're new here, welcome. If you haven't been here in a while, welcome back. I'd like to open up with a small prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for giving me the strength and putting on my heart what you want me to speak, what you want me to tell. Getting up here is a blessing, and I thank you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. I hope this message today helps us all in renewing our compassion, our kindness, our love, and our hope towards each other and all that we meet. Compassion is what motivates us to go out of our way to relieve physical, mental, or emotional pains of others. Can everybody hear me? I chose not to do the mic thing. Kindness. Kindness is an act of goodwill, a quality, being warm-hearted and considerate. Love is a feeling of affection and concern towards others. Hope, the expectation of a positive outcome. 1 John 4:8. He that loveth not knoweth not God, for God is love. And we serve a loving God. What a blessing. What a blessing. Our Bible is filled from front to back with stories of love, hope, compassion, kindness, and faith. As we go through life, learning lessons of all these, we become better people. Or we're at least supposed to, right? There was a time when right was right And wrong was wrong, and it was good. In today's world, there are so many people for Satan and his cohorts to try to corrupt. We as Christians need to really be out there sharing God's love and leading by example. It really only takes one spark of hope to help someone in need. An act of kindness, a show of pure charity. Not the kind of giving where we expect something in return. Just purely giving because we want to. Let us look at a few events from our Bible that have taught us valuable lessons. Lessons of faith, love, and charity, kindness, compassion. 1 Corinthians 13:13. And now abideth faith, hope, charity. These three. But the greatness of these is charity. 1 Peter 4:8. And above all things, have fervent charity among yourselves. For charity shall cover the multitude of sins. We as friends, as a church family, we're extremely giving. We have been blessed, so we give freely. We know what love is. We feel God's love. This church definitely is a giving church. And for that, we know God is with each and every one of us. The story of Ruth. What a great example. She wasn't a queen, prophetess, or even an Israelite. Yet, she is one of the most important women in our Bible. A widow from Moab. No status. Her husband gone. Her homeland offering nothing. And the road ahead, it led to poverty and uncertainty. What an absolutely dark moment to be in. Yet, in her darkest moment, she made a choice. A choice of love and loyalty towards Naomi, her mother-in-law. A choice of faith in Naomi and her God, our God. That choice led her to divine destiny, one of love. God redeemed her and placed her in the family line of Israel's greatest king. And to the Messiah himself, Jesus Christ. If you haven't read the story of Ruth and Boaz, I definitely recommend it. What a great love story. It gets into real good detail. of how they did it back then and what it meant. First John 4:19. We love Him because He first loved us. Ruth had faith, and she came to love God. Another great story is one of long-term commitment. First John 4:18, there is no fear in love, but perfect love casteth out fear, because fear has torment. He that feareth is not made perfect love. Genesis 29 is the story of Jacob and Rachel. Jacob worked for Rachel's father for 7 years. 7 years of labor. 7 years of faith. 7 years for love. Can you imagine working 7 years to marry the one you love? That's faith. What love, what devotion. Man, that would be something. Now imagine doing it again for another 7 years. 7 more years because you were tricked into marrying her sister first. The only way you can get to marry her is you had to do another 7 years. But he did it. Faithfully. We can only imagine what Jacob went through. What he endured. 14 years. I mean, we could probably guess what a lot of the obstacles went through. In today's world, we have so many challenges and obstacles that truly make it appear to be hard to show love. Compassion, faith, and hope. It's hard in today's world. But that is what God has commanded us to do. That is what we're supposed to do. In most cases, both in a relationship, in love, have to work. Lots of times, they're on different shifts. They work long hours. Doesn't leave much time. We spend so much time trying to make a living and survive for us and our family that we don't have much family time. Time together. Time for God. Even time to just rest with and enjoy what we love our most, our family, our God, each other. But we have faith and love. So we make it work. We do our best. We have discussions. We have arguments. But we still make it work. Fighting for each other and God is worth it. The world we live in sometimes make it hard. But God always shows a way if you listen. If we listen. Let us take a look at another story. Matthew 1 and 2 tells us the story of Joseph and Mary. A story of love, trust, protection, and so much more. Love is truly a complex emotion. Love has passion. It can be deep, selfless, protective of a child, a parent, spouse, animal, or even a thing. Love also has power. Lots of power. It can drive one to do better and be better. Or worse, depending on the situation. God loves each and every one of us without fail. Without fail. God does not fail. He loves us so much that He sent His only Son, Jesus. And we all know John 3:16. And we did not work this out. She opened with it. This is God working in our lives, in our church, in our family, and in our friends to bring everything today together, even when our pastor is not here. Hope they have safe travels back, and I hope they had a good time. But he can take this back. Nah, it's all good. Joseph stood by Mary. Even when faced with the scandal of her pregnancy. Because that wasn't his son. It was God's. He protected her. He loved her. And he had faith. He took care of Jesus. He protected him. He raised him up as best he could. Now, love is what we're about to witness. God's love and what Jesus endured for everyone. Let us remind ourselves of what Jesus went through. He went through pain. Agony, torment, torture, lashes that ripped his flesh wide open. So deep, they say bones could be seen. Blood running down his body. Running down his head. his face, in his eyes, from the crown of thorns that was pushed down upon his head forcefully. What love. What love he endured for us. Can you imagine enduring that? Going through it? When you've done nothing? For every single person on this planet. Yet there is more. While enduring all of that, he's forced to carry a 300-pound cross, bleeding, in pain, hurting. I lift weights. 300 pounds is unmeasurable. I almost brought 275-pounders just so we could get a remote feeling of half of what he carried and endured for us. All because he loved us. Hurting so bad, he could barely keep going. Yet he did. Jesus proved what love can do. What power it has. He led by example. How much love and kindness do we show? Should we show? To anybody and everybody we meet. Our loved ones. Our friends. People we don't even know. We all know it's hard in today's world to show love and kindness. To give and show compassion. But we can do it. It was done for us. We can give it freely, even if we don't have anything at all to give. No food, no clothes, no nothing. We can still give hope and a helping hand and a kind word to a total stranger or a family member or a friend that needs it. We can get up out of bed in the middle of the night and go aid somebody in need. We had an amazing and awesome teacher, and he's still teaching us. If we listen, he led by proving to us it is possible. He died showing us how to love. Yet, through his resurrection, we can live and love forever. Not just here. Not just while we're on this planet. Forever. If we believe and trust in him and his teachings. As Christians, we're supposed to lead by example, delve into the Word, have fellowship with each other, help one another, believe in one another. That doesn't mean we don't fall or fail. That's what we're here for each other for.
We need each other. We need Jesus. Without question. And we need to help those who don't know or understand that yet. People that have never heard of Him. Having a loved one, a church family, a God who gives us strength. To rely on means we can rise up and overcome obstacles, challenges, sickness, anything is possible with God. We have to believe, though. We have to help each other. We have the Word. It's right here. It's all God's Word. Even though it was written by different people, it still came from God. Either Himself or His Son, Jesus. John 13, 34, 35. A new command I give you. Love one another as I have loved you. So you must love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples. My disciples. If you love one another. Going through life is hard and humbling at times. We get mad, we get upset, we have joy. We've been given compassion. People have showed us love. They've showed us kindness. They've been there when we needed it, and we need to do the same. Give it freely. For it's only a moment in time of yours. It is nothing to give somebody a meal that truly needs it. To give them hope. Cry with them. Talk with them. Or just listen. At some point in our life, we are going to face hard things. Hard times, maybe we already have. Maybe they're still coming. It doesn't matter if you're rich or poor. There's always somebody richer or poor. Your status just needs to be human. Be kind and love. Do what you can to help others. None of us are afraid to work. We all have plenty at some point in our life. Show compassion. Give and receive charity. Let somebody give you something. It will help their heart. It will help their mind. And it will help them grow. And don't ask for anything in return. Your heart will thank you. So will your head. Deliver compassion. Be humbled. Forgive. Which is something that was hard for me to do. It's hard for a lot of us. Some people it come easy. Some people it don't. Forgive as we need forgiven. I don't have much, but I'll share it. And I know you will too. I know you do. I know each and every one of you, either here or outside of here. And I'm thankful for that. God bless you all. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, I thank you for putting the words in my heart and through my mouth to share what you have put inside of me. I hope that either someone listening here, at home, or in the future, it touches somebody. It helps them. It guides them to you, where they can get true knowledge, true understanding, love, compassion, kindness, faith, and come to know you. And as we leave here today, please bless each and every one of the people that are here and that hear my voice. Go in them and give them a spark, Lord. Help them come to know you. And all this I pray in Jesus Christ's name. Amen.